Hello, and welcome back to the Ocean Matters podcast. Greece is getting a lot of attention this week as it's yesterday we spoke of Lefteris and the great work he has been doing and that he's doing from what we'd refer to as grassroots all the way up to convincing the large fishing groups. That's not a minor task, it's not a minor feat. And if we had five other Lefteris, the world would be running forward at a greater way. I mean, all good hope would be also full speed ahead. And we owe a lot to people like Lefteris. And what's happening in Greece? I'm really happy to see Greece at the forefront of things this week. It's bringing a lot of people from the international community. A lot of people that we've seen in other places suddenly is back into, I like to think that it's a very important part of the civilization if you love the Mediterranean. We did grow up also with stories of Greek mythology and so on, readjusted and rephrased to meet all the other languages and all multiple traditions, whether pagan or religious. Fantastic stuff. The reason I'm bringing this up is because the next article I found is also on Greece, and it's more specifically for within the fishing communities and the new laws that they're going to put in place, supposedly they've put in place, see how it goes when it comes to enforcing it. But Greece has, through multiple decisions, come forward in redeveloping a lot of its country, and it's coming forward on many areas, such as marine protected areas. We hear a lot about how the whole airport is changing, how they're changing the face of the city of Athens. How it's going to be this incredible landmark. And I do believe it really is going to be absolutely outstanding. That's very brave and very determined to get these jobs done. Whilst we tend to hear and focus, and the press picks up on a lot of the issues that happen and money disappearing and so on, overall, what a great country. And what a symbol to have a great country like that leading around. Here's the article. Greece becomes first European country to ban bottom trawling in marine parks. Well, if they don't explain what bottom trawling is, I will at the end, okay? But I trust the article will. The law will come into force in national parks within 2 years and in all of the country's marine protected areas by 2030. This was authored by Karen McVie and Helena Smith in Athens. For The Guardian. Greece has become the first country in Europe to announce a ban on bottom trawling in all of its national marine parks and protected areas. The country said it will spend 780 million euros to protect its diverse and unique marine ecosystems. The Greek Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, told delegates at the Our Ocean conference in Athens on Tuesday, "We've established two additional marine national parks, one in the Ionian and one in the Aegean, increasing the size of our marine protected areas by 80% and covering one third of our marine territorial waters. We will ban trawling in our national parks by 2026. And in all marine protected areas by 2030. He said he would also establish a state-of-the-art surveillance system, including drones, to enforce the ban. The proposed Ionian Marine National Park will cover almost 12% of Greek territorial waters, safeguarding sea mammals like sperm whales, striped dolphins, and the vulnerable Mediterranean monk seal. And the South Aegean MPA, which marine protected area, which covers 6.61% of Greek territorial waters. However, the Athens government's decisions to go ahead with two new marine parks in the Aegean and Ionian has stirred up tensions with its historical rival, Turkey. Ankara's foreign ministry warned Greece last week that the proposal in the Aegean lay in a disputed area, and that the initiative was politically motivated. Conservationists welcomed the announcement and said they hoped the move would create a domino effect for other EU countries to do the same. Nicolas Fournier, the campaign director for marine protection at the international conservation group Oceana, said, "Everyone was expecting France or Germany or Spain to step up. The fact that Greece is championing this ban on bottom trawling is surprising but very welcome. We hope this creates a domino effect on other European countries to do the same. The pressure is on France as it hosts the UN Oceans Conference next year." The news came as France was accused of hypocrisy by conservationists over a post-Brexit dispute with the UK over fishing rights. The country launched an official protest after the UK moved to ban bottom trawling from parts of its territorial waters to protect vulnerable marine habitats. Charles Clover, the co-founder of Blue Marine Foundation, a UK-based conservation organisation, said, "The grown-ups of Europe really do need to sort out the extraordinary chaos between its member states over marine protection. France claims to have already protected 30% of its waters, while their own conservationists tell us then less than 0.1% of its waters are effectively protected from trawling. On top of that, France wants to prevent Britain banning trawling in marine protected areas in the UK's own waters, which is utter hypocrisy, contrary to habitats laws that apply to both of us and unacceptable to the UK. Today we have Greece leading Europe by announcing that it will actually protect all of its MPAs from trawling by 2030, which amounts to a huge 32% of its waters. Has the EU no common standards?" Bottom trawling by industrial vessels is a hugely damaging fishing technique that drags heavy nets across the seabed, destroying habitats and releasing carbon into the sea and the atmosphere. Oceana, along with other NGOs, the Marine Conservation Society and Seas at Risk, has urged the EU to take tougher action against members that still allow bottom trawling in their marine protected areas. A report in March showed that the destructive practice is still happening in 90% of all offshore MPAs in the EU. At the moment, just 7-8% of the ocean is protected, and only 3% falls under the highly protected category. There you have it. Thank you very much for listening. This was the Ocean Matters podcast. Well done, Greece. We look forward to everything else that's going to come out of Athens and Greece this week. Till the next recording. This was the Ocean Matters podcast.